everybody. Welcome to your Yoga Nidra meditation to connect you to your intention, to connect you to your Sankalpa. We use that word quite often in our sessions together, yes? And don't worry if you're not entirely sure what a Sankalpa is. Of course, you can still practice today. This is probably perfect for you. Let's first just think of our session today as a mental decluttering, yes? A clearing out, a letting go, some spring cleaning of all of that monkey brain, mental chatter, noise. And when we do that, we get this sharp focus, this clarity on what actually matters. Yeah, set the tone for this practice, I think. So just take the next few moments now to get completely and utterly comfortable, at ease, adjusting your head, your shoulders, your arms, your legs, wanting to feel that symmetry between the right and the left, feeling fully supported, something under knees, tail, neck, back of head, and something to cover the body, to cover the eyes. And just notice once you've found that, ooh, yes, sweet spot. Notice if you could get even 1% more comfortable. And from there, allowing the eyes to be heavy, the jaw unhinges, softens, relaxing the tongue, letting the collarbones widen and melt down into the surface below. Heart opens, belly too softens, the glutes release, arms and legs are heavy. And welcoming your awareness to migrate from the forehead through the whole scalp, all of the hair follicles, relaxing through all the little micro muscles in the whole face and the entire head. You might imagine the two hemispheres of the brain like muscles that you could soften. Imagine softening into the frontal lobes, the frontal cortex, the forehead. Yes, and into the midbrain. And all the way back towards the occipital lobes, the back of the skull. The whole muscle of the mind relaxing open. And still relaxing down into your shoulders. An awareness of a softening here, an untangling in the shoulders and the upper back. And letting that awareness scan down through the whole body. Releasing any held tension, any stuck stress. Becoming heavy. And really letting go. Take a big belly breath in. Keep going. Open the mouth and sigh it out. Continue letting go. Again, huge, long, slow, deep belly breath in. An audible sigh, release. And we'll do one more. Biggest breath of your day. Fill every nook, every cranny. Keep going. And sigh it out, release. And can you let your attention rest in the center of the chest? And without moving, use your imagination and place your left hand on your heart center. Of course, if you feel called to actually do that, feel free. Or you can just use your imagination, left hand on the heart center, connecting to the energy here within your heart space. Breathing into this center and notice what is here. From this space, with this awareness, this energy, begin to call in and notice, listen for your Sankalpa, your heart's desire, your most supportive, true intention. What would nourish your entire being in this moment? Mind, body, and spirit. Creating a Sankalpa based on this desire. Some examples to use or draw inspiration from could be, I am full of light. I am protected. I am guided. I am safe. I am happy and healthy. I am whole. Tune into your heart space, where you are on this page, this chapter of life. What do you need moving forward? And repeating your Sankalpa 3 times with meaning, feel it in every cell of your being. 3 times mentally now. And let it go. Diving into a rotation of consciousness now. The body remains completely still. Your awareness journeying through the body. Starting in the toes. Could you feel all 10 toes at the same time? And even now, the space in between the toes. Sensing the sole of the right foot, the heel of the right foot, the top of the foot. Sense your right ankle, the calf muscle, and the line of the right shin, the right knee, thigh, right hip joint, bowl of the pelvis. And now sensing the left sole of the foot, the left heel, top of the foot, ankle, the left calf muscle, that line of left shin, the knee, thigh, right hip joint, and bowl of the pelvis. Sense both hips at the same time. Again, the pelvic bowl, the sacrum, and the low belly, the navel center, the upper belly. Could you feel the diaphragm and the subtle sensation of the diaphragm rising and falling, sensing the right shoulder blade, the left shoulder blade, the right container of the ribs, and the left container of the ribs. Now the center of the heart, the right lung, the left lung, right side of the chest, and up and in to the right shoulder, upper arm, elbow, forearm, right wrist, palm of the right hand, back of the hand, the right thumb, first finger, second finger, third finger, and the right little finger. Back to the center of the chest, heart center, and into the left side of the chest, left shoulder, left upper arm, elbow, forearm, left wrist, palm, back of the hand, left thumb, first finger, second finger, third, and the little finger. Back to the center of the chest, heart center. Pit of the throat, center of the throat, sensing the tongue and the whole jaw, the roof of the mouth, the teeth and the gums, the flow of air within both nostrils, the nasal flares, the bridge of the nose, the very tip of your nose, center of the brows, eyebrow center, the right eyebrow, right temple, right cheekbone, and the right eye itself as sensation. And all of the little muscles behind the right eye. Back to eyebrow center. And now the left eyebrow, left temple, cheekbone, the left eye itself as sensation. And all of those little muscles, the intricate little muscles behind the left eye. Sensing the skin of the forehead, the whole scalp, the right ear, earlobe, folds of the ear, the inner ear, and the midbrain. And now the left inner ear, the folds of the ear, the left earlobe, outer ear. Can you sense the right hemisphere of the brain? The left hemisphere of the brain. Both hemispheres of the brain at the same time. And welcoming the breath as you sense both hemispheres of the brain. And without changing the rhythm of your breath in any way, simply welcoming the flow of air. Natural flow of air in the nostrils. And now On the next inhale, imagine breathing in through the right nostril to the left hemisphere of the brain, and exhaling through the left nostril, down and out. Inhale through left nostril to the right hemisphere of the brain, exhaling down and out through the right nostril. Inhaling right nostril to left hemisphere of the brain, exhaling down and out the left nostril. Inhale up through left nostril to right hemisphere, down and out through the right nostril. Continue at your own pace, inhaling up and in, exhaling down and out, from one nostril to opposite hemisphere of the brain, and then down and out. Just imagining, visualizing the breath from side to side, crossing over side to side, like a crisscross of breath, of energy. And the next time that you inhale, imagine breathing in through both nostrils at the same time to both hemispheres of the brain, and exhaling down and out through both nostrils. Breathing in through both at the same time into both hemispheres of the brain. Exhale down and out through both nostrils. And releasing this, allowing yourself to bask here in the simplicity and the medicine of awareness itself. Nothing to do but relax back into the already happening presence of awareness itself. Allowing awareness to be everywhere, and at the same time, welcoming presence into the center of your heart. And could you feel and state your Sankalpa three more times, inviting meaning, the emotional tone, that clarity all at once. What does it feel like, your Sankalpa, as true in this moment? Feeling it. What does it feel like? Calling it in downloading it, integrating it. Imagine your heart center like a giant magnet, powerfully attracting through the feeling tone of your Sankalpa, pulling it in, inviting it in. And feeling your whole physical body here, resting on the surface below you. And taking a deep breath into your heart center. And exhaling through the mouth, let go. One more time, deep breath in, nourishing your heart center. Exhaling, let it go. Trusting in the bloom of your Sankalpa. You might like to rest here a little longer. Maybe you feel called to wiggle fingers and toes. Feeling any sense of clarity or space that you may have created in our mental decluttering today. Notice what feels different from the beginning of your practice to this moment. And as you move back out into your day, your moments, maybe you condense your intention, your Sankalpa, to one word. One word that you can call in anytime you need it. You can close your eyes, take a deep breath, and feel that Sankalpa, call it into your heart, attracting it like a magnet. And with my hands at my heart center, I bow to you all. May you be peaceful. May you be happy. May you be healthy. And may you be free. This practice of online nidra is now complete. Namaste, my friends.